There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to join us here and talk about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to just talk about Silk Road, or certainly, although certainly we will be talking more about Ross Ulbricht and his life sentence now in federal prison with no possibility of parole, plus over $180 million in fines.
$183 million in restitution.
So-called restitution. It's only restitution, but it actually goes to victims. And of course, Ross Ulbricht has no victims.
Well, the state is the victim.
No, they're not. But they would like you to believe that their peace and dignity has been disturbed. That's what they always say in their little complaint.
Congress disturbs the peace and dignity of the state. No, that's
they have
the real...
no peace and dignity. The state's a violent organization from top to bottom.
Right, and the reason that I said, you know, the state is the victim is because that's really the only crime, is disobeying the state.
Yeah, that's why he got sentenced to life in prison, whereas a murderer or a rapist would not be sentenced as harshly. Ross Ulbricht stuck it in the face of the state by creating the Silk Road and essentially undermining, you know, a lot of the work that the government agents have tried to do to stop drugs, which of course has been completely futile, but the Silk Road made it even easier to ship drugs around the world. It made it even easier for drug buyers to hook up with legitimate drug sellers who are actually marketing product that they claimed they were marketing, rather than, you know, questionable street dealers who are sometimes selling things that they're not claiming they're selling. The actual product in the pill is not what is being advertised, and that can put people in danger and can hurt them and possibly even kill them. So Ross Ulbricht, by creating the Silk Road, helped make people safer in the black marketplace. And the black marketplace doesn't have to exist, but it does because of the state. The state benefits from the black marketplace. They benefit in the form of, you know, more funding for their various different state agencies like the police. And Ross Ulbricht really kind of put a kink in their game. I mean, it had always been the same game for the state for the longest time, right? Like, oh, well, let's find some drugs. We'll interdict. You know, we'll get them at the border. We'll get them with the Coast Guard. And we'll bust the growers and the manufacturers within the U.S.
Or we'll bring the drugs in ourselves from the CIA, and then we bust the people that we sell them to.
Right. All of that's, you know, the classic drug war. But then this whole internet version of the war on drugs has completely changed the game. And it's changed it for the better, and it's not going anywhere. There are now dozens of sites that are like the Silk Road. So, like, you know, the Hydra, you cut off one head and two more take its place. In the case of the Silk Road, several more took its place. And Agora, the most popular black market site in the world as of the last few weeks, at least the last time I checked,
I looked earlier today, and that is
number one.
That's still number one.
They have been there since the end of the Silk Road, so they've been around for almost 2 years now on Agora, and I'm sure that really makes the feds upset because the Silk Road made it for like two and a half years or something like that, three maybe. I don't know what the exact time frame was. I think it was like 2.5. And so Agora is going to, at some point, if they continue with their status, last longer than the Silk Road. That's certainly possible. They've not been taken down yet. Now, they have a lot of downtime, but that's probably because their site is constantly being hacked or attempted to be hacked or DDoSed, denial of service attacked, and things like that.
Now, I know you said that Silk Road 3 had been up, but has it been taken down? Or
no, it's still there.
It's still there, okay.
It's just not one of the big players
anymore.
I think people are burned out on the Silk Road brand at this point. You know, the second Silk Road went down after it had only been up for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had feds that were working with the developers from the get-go on Silk Road 2.
That's right, because a federal agent had worked his way into the administrative role of Silk Road 1.
Right.
When Silk Road 2 launched, that same federal agent was there in the beginning of Silk Road 2. So even before Silk Road 2 had opened its doors, it was compromised by a federal agent on the administrative level. So that, I think, that level of, oh, crap, look what happened here. There's, you know,
three times a charm, right?
Right, this high-level infiltration going on here. Who really trusts the Silk Road? Just because somebody puts up the picture of the camel.
Yeah, the name has been kind of tarnished now.
Well, and that, but plus, you know, the you don't know who you're dealing with, right? I mean, these are black markets. They're anonymously run. There's no way to verify that this isn't a federal honeypot or whatever. All that considered, there was a lot of business done on Silk Road 2.0, and... You know, we haven't seen thousands of arrests from all of the various different dealers and those people on there. Douglas is with us in Manchester. We'll talk more about Ross Ulbricht's sentencing here in a little bit. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl. Douglas in Manchester, yes. Going once. Hey there.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
No worries. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys saw the video of, it was recently online on Lively. There was a young black dude in a motel parking lot, private property, and he was finishing his supper or something, and the police officer started harassing him, and he did it perfectly. He just told him the facts, didn't tell him what room number he was in, didn't have to identify himself because he was not breaking the law. And this is the way it should be done every time you come across.
Where does one, what does one look for in order to find this particular video?
It was in Virginia.
You don't have the title in front of you?
It was on LiveLeak.
LiveLeak.
.org, I believe.
Tell you what, if you figure out what the link was, then I would recommend posting it on our freetalklive.com website. You can go there, and with our Reddit-based system, you can submit content right there to the front page. So when you find that link, just submit it there, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. But you liked it, huh? You liked the fact that he stood up for himself and he didn't give any information to the cops. Sounds like it's a really good video.
Show his ID. Yeah, it was perfect. That's how you do
and,
it.
And you're not obligated to. I mean, look, I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, but it's my understanding that if you're just on the street and the cops come up to you, you aren't obligated to talk to them at all.
It depends on the jurisdiction, because some states do have laws that say that you must identify.
But must identify is different than showing an ID, right? Like,
this is different, though, because this is private property. This is a motel parking lot. You can tell him, hey, this is not your big... Same thing as a grocery store parking lot. And you just tell him it's not your problem.
Well, what Daryl's saying is that some states do have a requirement that if an officer asks you for identification, that you do have to identify, which means you have to give them your name, typically, and a date of birth.
Right, and they will tell you that, well, I can't verify that unless you show me a piece of plastic that we had given you that has that information on it.
That's a lie, because...
It is, yeah. But, mm-hmm. You know, like...
Because you're not obligated to carry government
like,
ID.
Missouri, for instance, they do have a must-identify law. So if a police officer asks you to identify yourself, you must do so. You don't have to produce them government ID because there's no legal requirement to have government ID.
Correct. There's no legal requirement to have a driver's license or even just a government ID card either.
Right.
Hey, Douglas, thanks for your call. And again, if you find that link, throw it up there on freetalklive.com. Appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Stories from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg. Andy, as I mentioned in the last hour, has been following the Silk Road case since before there was a case. He was the first person to interview Dread Pirate Roberts back in the summer of 2013, and he was also the person who did, in my opinion, the most detailed, the best reporting from the courtroom during the several weeks of the Ross Ulbricht trial in Manhattan. So I'm going to share his report here from Wired, but there's also another really good one over at Vice.com, so those are probably two of the best. Ross Ulbricht conceived of his Silk Road black market as an online utopia beyond law enforcement's reach. Now he'll spend the rest of his life firmly in its grasp, locked inside a federal penitentiary. On Friday, that's today, Ulbricht was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for his role in creating and running Silk Road's billion-dollar anonymous black market for drugs. Judge Catherine Forrest gave Ulbricht the most severe sentence possible, beyond what even the prosecution had explicitly requested. The minimum Ulbricht could have served was 20 years. She told Ulbricht as she read the sentence, quote, "The stated purpose of the Silk Road was to be beyond the law. In the world you created over time, democracy didn't exist. You were captain of the ship, the Dread Pirate Roberts," she told him, referring to his pseudonym as the Silk Road's leader. Going on to say, Silk Road's birth and presence asserted that its creator was better than the laws of this country. This is deeply troubling, terribly misguided, and very dangerous. Let's pick that apart here in a few moments. We'll come back to it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, it is dangerous, Judgy Poo, when people start questioning the state and doing what they want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. A hero is going to prison for life. The man named Ross Ulbricht, has been convicted and sentenced now to life in prison for running a website. He created the Silk Road. It's an underground marketplace, or it was. It's now long since gone. It died in October of 2013 when the federal government raided the Silk Road. They took its server, they copied the information from that server, and they used that information to track down its owner, Ross Ulbricht.
And they used this wonderful thing called magic
to find
the server. And I say they used magic because the report that was written up by the FBI does not fit in line with this thing called physics or reality.
Yeah,
and the guy that wrote the report, surprisingly, did not testify during the trial.
Yeah, they suppressed a lot of the evidence that could have helped Ross out, and they never got to find out in the trial. Because a lot of us who have been following the trial had hoped that we would find out, at least learn the story of how they found the Silk Road server during the trial. But no,
magic.
That was just not even discussed. And the evidence that was presented was just taken as legitimate when it all could have been planted. I mean, Every bit of it could have been planted. And that's, I know, that sounds super paranoid, right? Like, oh, well, he admitted to being Dread Pirate Roberts. Okay, fine. So he did admit to being...
No, he admitted to having created the Silk Road. But his attorney said that he gave the site over to somebody else.
Not right away, though.
After a couple of months.
Right. So he was Dread Pirate Roberts for a couple of months, and then he gave it away to somebody else is what the story was. So he admitted to that in his opening statement. And I think that was a mistake. They should have made the state prove all of that. Instead, you know, he basically handed the state its own prosecution. You know, it was just, there was some really, I had some real problems the way this thing was handled legally, and I wish it was different, but it's too late now. And apparently the same attorney is going to handle the appeal, so I can't say I'm particularly excited about the direction that could possibly go. And this is, of course, the same attorney who encouraged likely Ross to tell the activist to go home. The activist who had traveled, you know, miles upon miles, coming from as far away as other countries, I believe, to support Ross Ulbricht at his trial. Anyway, he was sentenced to life in prison. The story from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg. We'll continue with it here in a moment. But just because Ross Ulbricht has gone to prison and the Silk Road has been shut down doesn't mean Bitcoin is doing bad. Bitcoin is doing much better than it was when it started. It was around less than a cent, and now it's over $230 per Bitcoin.
I forget what the exact first price was. It was something that I had pulled up a while back because I wanted to figure out.
It was less than a cent, though, wasn't it?
It was like $1,000 for a penny or something. So it was way under a cent.
Right. The first purchase.
It was a lot of them.
The lowest I remember Bitcoin ever being was, I think, $25, $30 or something like that.
The first purchase was 10,000 Bitcoin for two large pizzas that was roughly $20.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's like 0.002 cents.
Right. When I first heard about Bitcoin, I think it was 12, maybe 13 cents.
ExpressCoin is where you can go to get Bitcoin as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started over at ExpressCoin.com, and you can do it whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. From your smartphone, you can download their app at ExpressCoin.com, and whether you use the app or just use the website, you can use coupon code FTL when you check out to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So go to ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget to use coupon code FTL. Judge Catherine Forrest sentenced Ross Ulbricht and made this statement. This is part of her statement. The stated purpose of the Silk Road was to be beyond the law. In the world you created over time, democracy didn't exist. Well, how dare you make a website that's not democratically run? I mean, what kind of a political statement is this?
I can't even, like, comprehend and put my head around what she's saying. Basically, she's throwing out all of these platitudes that sound good, like, America. She might as well have just sat up there and said,
America,
America, you die in jail. Because America.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, right. I mean, the suggestion here is that America is the preeminent thing, that the United States is what the model for all business should be. Right, you're not a democracy. My God, how dare you, sir?
And people conflate democracy with freedom.
No.
Democracy is not freedom.
This woman represents democracy right here. The woman, the judge in this case, she's a part of democracy. Democracy is what did this in part
right.
to Ross Ulbricht.
People voted. We said you can't do this, so now you die.
Silk Road, she goes on, though. She says, Silk Road's birth and presence asserted that its creator was better than the laws of this country. Now, there's an ellipsis in there. The ellipsis is between its and creator. So I don't know what her full statement was. But she's attacking Ross here for the disobedience that you talked about before, Daryl, where you said that the great crime in America, the most punished crime in America, more so than murder, rape, any of the bad stuff.
I'd actually say anywhere in the world, the only real crime yeah. is disobeying the state.
Right. And that's what she's getting at here by saying that you thought you were better than the laws of this country. She says, this is deeply troubling. Terribly misguided and very dangerous. Well, that's because if the state loses its power and its legitimacy, then yeah, it's a very dangerous thing from their perspective.
This woman, and again, I'm speculating, but based on what I've seen and read of the way this woman runs her court, she would have thrown Martin Luther King in jail for years. She would have sentenced Gandhi to life in prison
yep.
for disobeying. We have laws. Harriet Tubman would have gone to jail forever
yep.
because of this woman.
In addition to his prison sentence, Ulbricht was ordered to pay a massive restitution of more than $183 million, with what the prosecution had estimated to be the total of the illegal drug sales and counterfeit IDs.
Estimated.
Right. Through the Silk Road at a certain... Well, they are estimating based supposedly on the data they stole from the server. Through the Silk Road at a certain Bitcoin exchange rate over the course of its time online. Any revenue from the government sale of the Bitcoin seized from the Silk Road server and Ulbricht's laptop will be applied to that debt. Ulbricht had stood before the court just minutes earlier in navy blue prison clothes, pleading for a lenient sentence. He said, quote, I've changed. I'm not the man I was when I created the Silk Road. I'm a little wiser. He said as his voice grew hoarse with emotion and cracked. A little more mature and much more humble. I wanted to empower people to make choices in their lives, to have privacy and anonymity, he told the judge. I'm not a sociopathic person trying to express some inner badness, unquote. Ulbricht's sentencing likely puts the final seal on the saga of Silk Road, the anarchic underground market the 31-year-old Texan created in early 2011. At its peak, the dark web site grew to a sprawling smorgasbord of every narcotic imaginable before Ulbricht was arrested in a public library in San Francisco in October of 2013. 18 months later, he was convicted in a Manhattan court on 7 felony charges, including conspiracies to traffic in narcotics and launder money, as well as a kingpin charge, usually reserved for the leaders of organized crime groups. We'll come back with more about the Silk Road conviction and sentencing here in moments.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Share your thoughts on Ross Ulbricht. He's going to prison. He's already in prison. He's going to be staying there now for the rest of his life. Unless some sort of miracle happens and he's allowed to appeal his case and somehow overturn the initial case and then somehow win another case, it's pretty unlikely.
Or if, you know, I don't know, whoever's president now or gets elected in 2016 decides to give the guy a pardon.
Yeah, it's, I'm not sure which of those two outcomes is more unlikely, but they're both fairly unlikely.
U.S. government just dissolves and then all of the prisoners get released because there's no federal government to keep them incarcerated?
Maybe more likely than the other two.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue. You can share your thoughts here. Also, you need to protect yourself online. ProXPN can help you do that. Your ISP is probably monitoring all the websites you visit and logging those sites for, in some cases, as many as 5 years. You can stop that logging from happening. You can stop criminals from sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. All you have to do is download ProXPN's free app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. And then you get connected with ProXPN, and your internet connection is encrypted. And when you get their premium account, then you also get the ability to privately torrent. You can get unlimited bandwidth and servers around the world that you can access. You get it for 50% off by using code FTL50. I want to apologize. A listener pointed out something, and we need to change the copy on this ad. But a listener pointed something out. They went to the ProXPN site. The 50% off is actually on the regular monthly price, not the annual price. So I apologize. We've said it wrong a bunch here on Free Talk Live. See, still, you do get 50% off. It's just not on the annual price, which is what I've unfortunately been saying on these radio waves. So please accept my apologies and go and still get the what is a great deal, because their regular price is like 10 bucks a month. And so when you buy the annual plan and use code FTL50, then you get 50% off that way. So code FTL50, that gets you the deal. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. Plus, you get it with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. And again, promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Mike is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead, Mike.
I would like to point out that we've really lost control of our technology in terms of a society. What used to be easy access, I used to be able to open up the old Macintoshes and take them apart and switch out things, and can't do that anymore. Everything's proprietary. Everything's owned by somebody else.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Macintosh has always been, in my experience, fairly proprietary, and it was very difficult to do any kind of servicing on those. But you can still build a computer from parts.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, the older machines were easier.
Okay.
They did build up a fan base. But
you can build a computer for parts today. I still do that with all of mine. Every computer I've ever owned has been hand-built, I mean, with parts ordered separately.
Yeah. You know, but if you want to use specific operating systems or custom things that would help actually, you know, give back some of your privacy.
We've got that, too. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. It's certainly a world in which the federal government has been violating people's privacy. I'm going to grant you that. But all the things you're saying aren't really true. I mean, you can put a specific operating system on a computer that you build. You can put Linux on there. You can put any variant of Linux. You can put whatever version of Windows that you want to. Even Mac. You can even hack together what they call a Hackintosh.
A Hackintosh,
or you can even build your own Mac and then with parts and then put the iOS, some sort of hacked version of the iOS operating system on there. Or whatever they call it. What do they call it these days? I don't know. I'm not a Mac person. But I know that you can do the Hackintosh.
You could do all that. But the problem is also it's with the software you're using. Not everything's cross-compatible. And I think that there really...
Well, it's always been that way.
Yeah, I think purposely done. If you had
No, I wouldn't say that's purposely. I mean, there's no overarching plot to make the different operating systems different. That's just the way the market's provided things. And choices are good. Right.
Right. And, you know, like same thing with a car. You could go out and if you really wanted to, you could buy a bunch of different parts and build a car, but don't expect a, you know, Nissan hubcap to wind up, you know, working as the steering wheel of a Chevy.
Well, yeah, they do that all the time where they swap the engine from one car and put it into the body of another.
Yeah, but don't they do it from, like, the same brand or whatever? Not, you know,
right, so, like, you know, Ford Motors will go in other Ford vehicles. If you put a Ford motor in a Chevy, you could make it work, but it's going to be very difficult.
Oh, absolutely, and I would never try and do that myself, but I kind of feel where you're coming from, because cars nowadays have a lot more wiring and electrical technicalities to them, whereas cars from, say, 70s and 80s didn't have that much kind, and it was generally easier to work on cars back then than it is now.
That doesn't even jive with what he's saying about computers, because computers are easier to work on now than they were in the past. I mean,
saying that, you know, like some parts aren't going to work on others. And my point is, like, you know, a Nissan door is not going to fit on a Ford F-150.
Right.
Well, right. But I think it's important to point out computers are easier to work on now than they were in the past. I mean, they're setting up BIOS, the sort of the underlying system that precludes the operating system. That's even easier now than it's ever been. I remember that was a big pain back in the 1990s, and troubleshooting things. It's just things work better now than they did in the past.
You might have YouTube videos to help guide you through it on your phone while you're trying to build your computer.
Yeah, that's true as well. Plus, Google also helps with Googling error messages and things like that. So I got to disagree with pretty much the entire thrust of your call, Mike. Anything else you want to share?
Try and open up a tablet today. And then put a different operating system. Try and open up your phone, your iPhone, and try and put a...
I've never done it with a tablet, but I imagine it's very similar. I've done it with every phone I've ever owned, actually. I've rooted every phone that I've ever owned, and I've put on custom operating systems. It's really a very step-by-step process. All you have to do is Google, you know, whatever your phone model is. You know, in my case, I have a S3, a Samsung, and I can Google the model number and, you know, rooting, how to root this phone. And you'll get somebody's out there has already written up a step-by-step guide where you don't even have to know programming or anything. You just follow the steps. Now, there is a risk. You'll brick your phone, as they say. Like, if you get a bad guide or you pull up the wrong guide for the wrong phone, but you follow that anyway, you know, there's a chance that this won't work. But every time I've tried it,
right, and
it's worked.
And don't you actually have to buy the phone separate from plan? You can't get a phone on plan because likely the carrier has already made it so that you can't break the phone.
Oh, no, you can totally jailbreak or root any phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's no way they can prevent that I've seen. Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And once you root a phone, you can, and with the case with Apple, when you jailbreak a phone, you can install software that is unapproved by the Apple Store. In the case of the Android phone, which, of course, will just by default let you install pretty much whatever you want, with the Android phone, you can install certain apps that have capabilities that are unlocked by the rooting of the phone. So, like, Wi-Fi Tether is something that you can get for a rooted phone, mm-hmm. which is normally not something that is included in your phone package. You usually have to pay extra for something like that. So technically, that's a violation of the terms of service of the company that you're with. But they don't know that you're rooting the phone. It's kind of like a hobby. It's a risk that you take. If you do root the phone, Danica, and you are on a service plan, then you will violate the terms of service, and so therefore you can't go back into the store and say...
And try and have it fixed for
right,
anything.
Yeah, you can't go into the service center of Verizon and say, hey guys, I really botched up... I bricked my phone when I was trying to root it. Well, they'll say, well, sorry, you violated your warranty.
Well, sorry, you're not getting a brand new phone then.
Yeah, well, right, we're not going to help you, essentially. If you want to buy a new phone, that's fine, but we're not going to help you fix the one that you just broke. So there are risks involved in rooting one's phone, but it's totally possible, and it gives you a lot more options and flexibility with the phone. But again, this is sort of like the hobby range here. I mean, if you're just an occasional phone user and you're not like a total geek, this is probably not for you.
Sure.
Because rooting a phone is one thing, and then you can also install these custom operating systems on there, and that's another thing. Sometimes those things work better than others. They're all very experimental. Sometimes they bring you cool features, but they might crank out your battery a little bit worse. So you really never know what you're going to get out of this. And so it's very much kind of a tinkerer's hobby, if you will. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. More on Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road still to come on Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, plenty of time for you if you want to join us here at 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the radio waves every night, talking about freedom in a lot of the cases on Free Talk Live, and you want to help us expand this program, get on more radio stations, we are welcoming actually a new station coming up this weekend. We'll be welcoming one this weekend, probably another one the weekend after that. So we can get up to hundreds of stations. We've got over 150 right now. We could have 300, 400, 500. It's all possible. We just have to market the show, and that costs money. So you can help us with that with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Please, it makes a big difference for us. $5 a month to you, not a whole lot of money, but to us, it adds up. When a bunch of people give us $5, it means we have a marketing budget. And, in fact, we'll be going to New York City very soon, me and Mark and then Daryl and Danica, you guys are going to be here doing the show without me, which is going to be fun. And also, Daryl, you'll be hosting the Thursday edition of that program. That'll be in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. And that's the Talkers Convention that Mark and I have now attended. I think this will be our 10th year, maybe in our 9th, but I think our 10th, because I think we started in 05. Anyway, we go and we schmooze with the big wigs and talk radio and hang out with the movers and the shakers. And
this is one of two conventions that Talkers does every year?
They used to do two for a short time, for like two or maybe about 3 years. 3 or 4 years they did two. They did a West Coast and an East Coast one. And they haven't done the West Coast one in the last couple of years. So I don't know if they're bringing that one back. But, you know, we like to go to these things because it helps raise our profile in the industry. And when the big wigs know who you are, that's a good thing.
And you're generally on a panel or two.
Actually, they haven't put me on a panel in a couple of years either. So, I don't know. You never know when they're going to want you back. But, yeah. We still go. I mean, I don't go with the expectation that they're going to put me on a panel, but it's nice when they do.
Right.
But yeah, you can actually see me on the Talk Rumble panel from a few years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
I got to have a, you know, basically an argument with like 8 other talk show hosts.
Any big hosts that you've had really good conversations with in
the
past?
They don't generally get big hosts on the Radio Rumble. Like somebody like Rush Limbaugh is not going to spend his time attending that. Now, Alex Jones
is not that big of a name.
No, he's not. He did speak at one of these, actually.
I didn't say he was a big name, just say he's just, you know, kind of known.
It would have been
within certain circles.
It would have been hilarious to put Alex Jones on the Radio Rumble, but that hasn't happened. And they actually haven't had a Radio Rumble, I don't think, since I was on it. Or at least they stopped it after that. Maybe they did it one year.
You're the reigning defending champion.
Nobody's named a winner in the Radio Rumble, so I'm sure they all believe they won when they're up there. Knowing the ego of the typical talk show host. So help us out and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast and Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're sharing from wired.com's Andy Greenberg and his summary of the Silk Road sentencing, which happened today. He was charged, Ross Ulbricht, and convicted of several charges, seven felony charges. And two of those seven charges were deemed redundant and dropped by the prosecution just days before the sentencing, though that technical change to the charges didn't lessen Ulbricht's mandatory minimum sentence or his ultimate punishment. Ulbricht's defense team has already said it will seek an appeal in his case. Then that call for the new trial will be based in part on recent revelations that two Secret Service and Drug Enforcement Administration agents that were involved in the investigation of Silk Road allegedly stole millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin from the site. And one of those agents is even accused of blackmailing Ulbricht and of allegedly selling him law enforcement information as a mole inside the DEA. This guy is in some big trouble, this DEA agent. He's facing, I think, multiple felony charges in this case. But the judge in Ulbricht's case ruled those Baltimore-based agents weren't involved in the New York FBI-led investigation that eventually took down the Silk Road, preventing their alleged corruption from affecting Ulbricht's fate. Because if these guys, if this information about these corrupt agents was allowed to be entered into Ross's trial, it could have changed how the jury saw the evidence that was being presented.
Right, because, and I promise I'm not trying to compare Ross Ulbricht to O.J. Simpson, but it was evidence of corruption in the O.J. Simpson murder trial that wound up causing the jury to question all of the evidence.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, it is definitely in the favor of the prosecution to hide that evidence and convince the court to not allow that to be brought forth.
So she's saying that because they were involved in a different investigation, they can't use that in this New York.
Well, that was her excuse. I mean, this was a multi-jurisdictional task force that took this guy down.
Right, and the server was in Iceland somewhere, and they found it by magic.
Speaking to press after the sentencing, Ulbricht's lead attorney, Joshua Dreitel, said that Forrest's sentence was unreasonable, unjust, unfair, and based on improper consideration with no basis in fact or law. He said, "I'm disappointed tremendously." In emotional statements at the hearing, the parents of drug users who had overdosed and died from drugs purchased from the Silk Road called for a long sentence for Ulbricht. Quote, "I strongly believe my son would still be alive today if Mr. Ulbricht had never created Silk Road," unquote, said one father whose 25-year-old son had died from an overdose of heroin, requesting, quote, "the most severe sentence the law will allow."
He probably would have died of overdosing from something else.
If Henry Ford had never invented
The Model T.
Well, he didn't invent the automobile. He, you know, streamlined production of the automobile. If he had never done that, there would not be hundreds of thousands of people that die in automobile accidents.
Sure.
Right now.
How many people have died inside a Ford vehicle? Probably countless.
Right.
And should all of the blood of those dead people be on the hands of Henry Ford? And what about everybody who spent the time manufacturing those cars?
Right. And then let's look at other things that kill a lot more people than illegal drugs. And that is legal prescription drugs.
Absolutely.
But yet, the pharmaceutical companies have special protections where laws are written that says you can't sue a pharmaceutical company in certain circumstances.
Likely that person's son would have died trying to get the drugs and never actually overdosed in the first place. He probably would have gotten killed trying to get the drugs.
Well, it's all speculation. I mean, we don't know. And I don't know, obviously, what the details...
I'm just saying this argument is stupid. His son, knowing that his son was into drugs, probably would have died at some point in his drug journey.
Maybe he would have died sooner had he not been on Silk Road.
Right, because you're getting a more pure drug on the Silk Road.
You get better drugs on the Silk Road.
And you know what you're getting.
More likely to be getting what you order.
Because, you know, you go to some guy on the street, and who knows how many times that product has been cut. You get it the next time, and maybe it cut one extra time, or not cut one additional time.
That's correct. And then you get an unexpectedly large dose.
Right. Because
if you're taking the same dose of heroin every time, but the percentage of actual heroin in that dose is drastically different from one time to the next, that's how overdoses happen. People generally don't overdose on purpose, but that certainly can happen as well. I mean, maybe this guy's son decided he wanted to just kill himself and figured he'd use some really good heroin in order to do that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the situation was. But I think your point's the best one, though, on this, Daryl, that, you know, the manufacturers of products that people have died by should not necessarily be liable for the deaths of those people.
Right. Like, you never see Anheuser-Busch getting sued because some college kid drank too much alcohol and fell off of the rooftop because he said, "Hey, watch me do this."
But you know some people would like that, right? There are some people out there who want to see, you know, the cigarette companies and the alcohol manufacturers and the car manufacturers being liable for the people who die at the hands of their products. But the reason why that can't happen is because there would be no progress, right? Like the government regulates stuff enough as it is. If it were to the point where every products manufacturer were fully liable for any deaths that happened by the use of the proper use of those products, then they just wouldn't make things because it'd be such a litigious society. I mean, it's incredibly litigious as is, but it would be so bad that you would be so liable for anything, you wouldn't want to make anything. You wouldn't want to put yourself on the line for that. So there's just no chance that those people will ever get that. But in this case, they, you know, drag these poor parents in this courtroom and then had them testify. Ultimately, the judge didn't need to see that. She'd already made up her mind anyway.
She made up her mind before the opening statement was ever uttered by either side.
Yes. In the weeks leading up to his sentencing hearing, Ulbricht's defense team attempted to lighten his punishment with arguments about his motives and character, as well as emphasizing the Silk Road's positive effect on its drug-using customers. In more than 100 letters, friends, family, and even fellow inmates pointed to Ulbricht's idealism and lack of a criminal history. And the defense argued that Silk Road had actually reduced the harm in the drug trade by ensuring the purity of the drugs sold on the site through reviews and ratings, hosting discussions on safe drug use, and giving both buyers and sellers an avenue to trade in narcotics while avoiding the violence of the streets. We'll continue with more. The judge had a thing or two to say about that argument, by the way. I'll share that with you on the way in Hour 3 of Free Talk Live. Coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
And now, for Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car, we go inside your side door pocket.
Hello, yes, the crumpled receipt with gum in it. From your anniversary dinner, you sprang for expensive wine, your server was Beth. That dinner was a couple hundred dollars. Money you could get back if you switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.